News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy will host a press conference on his paid parental leave bill today, and he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Paul. Lay out your stall. What are you looking for? What are you advocating for here?
Good morning, Ciara. I mean, lots of your listeners right now will be currently taking unpaid parental leave. Many will effectively feel they have no choice with the school holidays. Someone needs to care for the kids, and if you have the option, which you legally have the option, to take unpaid parental leave up to 26 weeks of it until your child is 12, then you might have to take it. For many people, that will be a real struggle because you're losing one income into the family. Your mortgage hasn't gone away. Your other bills haven't gone away. So some people struggle in order to be able to take the unpaid parental leave. Others simply can't afford to take it. Very, very few lone parents take unpaid parental leave, and very, very few fathers, it's estimated less than 5% of fathers, take up unpaid parental leave because, in general, because of the gender pay gap, they will be bringing in more income to the family, so they will choose between them, okay, maybe the mother takes it if we can afford to do it.
In fairness, and I do agree with you about the gender pay gap, but it's also a choice that sometimes, if you listen to our text line anyway, mums want to be the one to take it. They actually choose to take it. They want to be at home and have that option. So there is an element of that sometimes in this too.
Yeah, but this is about providing people with real choice. I mean, the fact that we have currently unpaid parental leave puts pressure on families either to make the choice to have a big cut in income, which is a struggle for people, or to feel that they don't really have a choice to take it at all. So what our bill does is effectively catch us up with much of the rest of Europe in saying that parents should have a right to paid parental leave. So the same amount as you currently have unpaid, the 26 weeks up to your 12, up to the child is 12, but instead that would be paid.
Currently, just for listeners, currently yeah. People do get 7 weeks paid parental leave, and that goes up to 9, I think, relatively shortly, maybe next month. So there is some paid parental leave, but as you say, much of it is unpaid. Who's going to pay for it? There's no such thing as a free lunch. So this paid parental leave, where does the money come from?
Yeah, so firstly, just that these terms are, they called them all very similar things, even though they're slightly different, right? So the thing that you're referring to there, the 7 weeks, which is going up to the 9 weeks, is actually called parents' leave, which is a different thing than parental leave. I don't know why they chose what is effectively the same name. And exactly as you're saying, that can be taken up to 2 years. And that is, there is a benefit with that, which is the same as maternity benefit and paternity benefit, which is €274 a week. That isn't really paid. I mean, it's a partial replacement of income. But even if you're on the minimum wage, you're close to €500 a week. So you're experiencing 50% drop.
Okay, so this is my apologies. So that's parent. No, and you're quite right. I thought they were the same thing. So parent leave, parental leave. Okay.
Who pays for it? So, I mean, firstly to say, the bill doesn't specify who pays for it because legally it can't. When you're in the opposition, you can't say who pays for things in bills you bring forward. But who we think should pay for it is that it will be paid for through the state. So similarly to the way, but better paid than you have paternity benefit, parents leave, which is paid by a payment by the state. It could be paid by the state, and where that money should be raised is we think we need to increase employers' PRSI. I mean, we have about half the average employers' PRSI in this country. So ultimately paid for by employers, but effectively indirectly rather than directly, to discourage any sense of discrimination against parents.
So just to be clear, are you saying that employers should be paying for this rather than the exchequer is paying for this?
So I'm saying that employers should pay for it through increasing their payments to the exchequer. So we currently have the
paymaster ultimately would be employers. Now here's the rub in that. We have IBEC and ISME on week in, week out talking about the fact that insolvencies are climbing, that we have increased mandatory sick pay, that we have increased the minimum wage, that we have increased employers' PRSI, and that people are being pushed out of their businesses and unable to actually make a living in their businesses and make a profit anymore. If we are to do this and we push people out of jobs altogether, there's no win here for people.
Two sides to that. One, just what is the win here? The win, and there's lots and lots of evidence of it, is an increased take-up, which would undoubtedly result in parental leave, of increased take-up in parental leave, would have big positive impacts in terms of work-life balance, in terms of mental health, both for fathers, for mothers, for children, and would address to some degree both the gender pay gap and the gender care gap in terms of, you know, how it's seen, whose role it is to care for children and so on, because significantly more fathers would take it up. Secondly, in terms of the idea that, which obviously I hear a lot, I've a big campaign to try and get rid of the sub-minimum wage rates where young people are allowed to be paid less than the minimum wage, and some employers say, oh, we simply can't afford it, look at the insolvencies, etc., yeah, etc. Yeah. When you dig into it, yes, there are insolvencies, yes, there's small businesses that are struggling, no question about it. As a whole, in across corporations, in particular, if you look at hospitality and retail, which are often those sectors brought to the fore, their profits have gone up over the last few years. So you have a campaign to put on the poor mouth for employers as a whole by showcasing real stories. I'm not denying they're real stories about insolvencies and companies struggling and so on. So the answer for those things is not to delay sick pay, is not to delay increase the minimum wage, is not to increase paid, introduce paid parental leave. It is to introduce schemes to support those small businesses right. that are struggling.
All right. Thank you for that, Paul. I'm sure lots of people will agree with you or would be certainly very keen, particularly in the summer months, to have access to this. I would love to know people think about that this morning out there. That is People Before Profit TD there, Paul Murphy.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.